We're at that point where a lot of the regular plays have ended, and we're making the transition to a lot of seasonal theater, a lot of things going on. And that includes the production from Spokane Children's Theater of Annie, which will open on Friday, Black Friday, with a special time with a 4 o'clock performance. And then it will be Saturday night, Saturday at 2 and Sunday at 2. And then it will continue on a 7 o'clock Friday and 2 o'clock Saturday and Sunday basis through the 17th of December. And so we have them assembled. We have a group of orphans we found here somewhere outside the studio, and we're about to include them into the performance. So if everything goes right, we're going to find out what is the problem with these orphans and how they can make it work. It's a hard knock life, including even for us trying to get the sound just right, but we'll get there by the end of the show. That was the orphans, and along with their lead orphan, Annie, who we'll get to know a little bit later in Annie, which is opening, as I mentioned, on Friday at Spokane Children's Theater, 2727 North Medelia. Let's go to a couple people from Spokane Children's Theater. First, Doug Beshti. Is that how we say your name?
Beshti, pretty close.
Move closer to a microphone, please.
That
infinitely
was great.
Closer.
You did good.
Okay, and so your role with Spokane Children's Theater?
I am the managing director of Spokane Children's Theater, meaning I'm in charge of the day-to-day operations and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, and talk about picking Annie for a show.
Well, Annie's definitely a classic. It's a great Christmas story ending with Christmas, and we're always looking for one of the things we pride ourselves on is doing family-friendly shows, one where we can get a lot of families involved in. That is definitely Annie. A lot of our cast, we have family members of cast, moms and dads with their children that are actually in the show backstage. And so we've very much become a family, and Annie was an easy choice.
Good. Well, let's move to the director, Tanya Brownlee. Have you known Annie all your life
in one way or another? Yes, it was one of the first VHS tapes that I asked my parents for. So I grew up listening to it constantly and fell in love with the Carol Burnett version of it. Kind of skipped away from the modern until I was asked to direct it. And then I was like, okay, well, let's look at everything around there.
Okay. And so talk about the joys and perils of directing Annie.
Oh, man. The biggest peril is when you have such a well-known show, trying to still make it your own. That's one of the biggest difficulties, I think, being in it. Because in the beginning, a lot of the cast kept commenting how they watched the movie and they wanted to do it like the movie. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you aren't in the movie. You are your own character. So it was fun to watch them develop as their characters and as their own as the show went on. And it's just been a joy watching them do that.
Okay. Well, let's go back to the studio, and certainly the show is named Annie, and Annie is played by Peyton Titsworth, and she's prepared to sing that really famous song from Annie, which is Tomorrow.
Just thinking about tomorrow clears away the cobwebs and the sorrow till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out.
From our studio, Tomorrow, that song from Annie we've just been hearing, and we'll have Peyton join us, and we'll find out a little bit more about doing this show, get her a little closer to a microphone. Good. And so, good morning, Peyton.
Good morning.
And you're in Annie. Is that a role that you've known for a while and thought you'd would be fun to do?
Well, I have done acting in Florida. I recently moved here, and I'm happy to be a part of Annie.
So you're new to town, and so you found something
yes.
to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. And where do you go to school, and how old are you?
School at Moorin Prairie, and I just turned 12 years old.
Okay. Well, talk about some of the theater that you've done. You did some theater in Florida?
I did. I was in Cinderella and Elf.
Okay. And what about having a lead in a show? It's probably been a whole bunch of work all fall.
Well, I have had some main roles in Florida, so I'm kind of used to having a main role.
Yeah. And what about singing? Do you sing in choirs? Do you take voice lessons, any of that stuff?
So I'm going to enroll for voice lessons, and I have been in a choir in Florida with my cousins.
Yeah, so you're just kind of getting established here in your new city. Okay, well, what kind of kid is Annie? Do you like to think that you share some qualities with Annie?
Well, Annie's a tough kid, and she stands up to Miss Hannigan a lot, and she's not afraid to be herself.
Nice. Well, we're about to then hear Miss Hannigan, I think, is the next thing we'll go to as we're getting a preview of Annie. It opens at 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon at Spokane Children's Theater, 2727 North Medelia Street, which is just about three or four blocks north of Illinois, in the northwest part of town, and then it runs through the 17th of December. So let's go to back to our studio, and it will be Miss Hannigan's, sung by Jenna Carroll, and she has the song "Little Girls." As soon as I get organized enough for us to hear that song.
Little girls, everywhere I turn, I can see them. Little girls, night and day, I eat, sleep, and breathe them. I'm an ordinary woman with feelings. I'd like a man to nibble on my ear, but I'll admit no man has bit. So how come I'm the mother of the year? Little cheeks, little teeth, everything around me is little. If I wring little necks, surely I will get an acquittal. Some women are dripping with diamonds. Some women are dripping with pearls. Lucky me, lucky me, look at what I'm dripping with, little girls.
Brat, loud mouth.
Oh, shut up! How I hate little socks, little shoes, and each little bloomer. I'd correct years ago if it weren't for my sense of humor. Someday I'll step on their freckles. Some night I'll straighten their curls. Send the flood, send the flu, anything that you can do to little girls.
Jenna Carroll as Miss Hannigan in Little Girls. And so, boy, there we go. I'd be scared of you.
Yeah. I am terrifying.
Yeah, you are pretty terrifying. Okay, then the main foil to Annie, Jenna Carroll. So, what have you done a lot of theater around here?
So I retired from roller derby last year to come back to theater. So this is my fourth production with the Spokane Children's Theater. So I returned last fall to do Shrek, to play Dragon in Shrek.
So is the wisecrack that roller derby's great training to be Miss Hannigan?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I definitely throw some people around in this show. Yeah. So it has definitely helped me, take falls in other shows too.
Sure. Well, talk about Miss Hannigan versus Annie and the way this all comes together in this show.
Oh man, that dress did Annie. Ugh, you. It's just Annie's just the epitome of everything I never had. The optimism, the happiness, the finding the stupid sunshine and everything. Mm-hmm. So Hannigan just hates everything that she is about. She hates how much the kids naturally love her, when no one's ever really actually loved Hannigan, or she's never felt that love.
So Annie, do you want to stick up for yourself?
Yes.
So is what she said true about you?
Yes, I'm very optimistic.
Oh, good. And Miss Hannigan is. So are you, we don't want to give away too much of the show, so I guess we shouldn't talk too much about this, but do you think you're able to influence Miss Hannigan?
No.
I'm old and set in my ways.
There we go. Great. And playing Miss Hannigan, Jenna Carroll, and playing Annie is Peyton Titsworth. Let's send Peyton and Daddy Warbucks, which is Chris Robbins, back to the studio and conclude with one more song, and that is going to be Anything. We'll see if we can organize a few things sonically here and make the song Anything happen, going back to our studio.
Annie, I'm the luckiest man in the world.
And I'm the luckiest kid.
Together at last, together forever, we're tying a knot they never can sever. I don't need sunshine now to turn my skies to blue. I don't need anything but you. You wrapped me around that cute little finger. You made life a song. You made me the singer.
And what's that bath tub tell you always? Ba-ba-boo.
Ba-ba-ba, anything but you.
Yesterday was plain awful.
You can say that again.
Yesterday was plain awful.
But that's that's then.
Poor as a mouse.
I'm richer than Midas, but nothing on earth could ever divide us. And if tomorrow I'm an apple seller too, I don't need anything,
anything.
From Annie, I don't need anything but you. That was playing Daddy Warbucks, Chris Robbins, and as we mentioned, playing Annie, Peyton Titsworth. Annie, which opens at Spokane Children's Theater this Friday at 4 o'clock, a unique time on Black Friday. Then it moves more toward its regular times, which is Saturday and Sunday at 2. And then the following few weeks until the 17th, it will be on. It will be at 7 o'clock every Friday night, and then Saturday and Sunday at 2. So thank you to the cast of Annie and the and all of the orphans and everybody that came in from Spokane Children's Theater. Glad to have you here.